This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and got a show lined up that includes all sorts of people like the Dillards, Curly Sackler, Chris Jones and the Night Drivers, Jim Lauderdale, New Blue, all sorts of people, and I think you're going to thoroughly enjoy it. And let's kick it off with Tony Rice from his Native American album in 1988, after he'd done all those bluegrass album band ones with the boys. He was still doing his own music. Here he is with Jerry Douglas on dobro, of course, Mark Schatz on acoustic bass, Wyatt Rice on guitar, Jimmy Goodrow on mandolin, and he's doing a Phil Oakes song, one called Changes, and it sounds like this.
Sit by my side, come as close as the air. Share the memory of gray and wander in my words and dream about the pictures that I play of changes. Green leaves of summer turn red in the fall, to brown and to yellow they fade, but then they have to die, trapped within the circle time parade of changes. Moments of magic will glow in the night, all fears of the forest are gone, and when the morning breaks, they're swept away by golden drops of dawn of changes. Passions will part to a warm melody, as fires will sometimes turn cold, like petals in the wind, we're puppets to the silver strings of souls of changes. Your tears will be trembling, now we're somewhere else. One last drop of wine we will pour. I'll kiss you one more time and leave you on the rolling river shore of changes. Sit by my side, come as close as the air, sharing the memory of gray and wander in my words and dream about the pictures that I play of changes.
He's a great singer and a great interpreter of other people's songs. When Tony Rice does a version of them, you tend to think that's the way it should be done. Well, I do anyway, and I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. It's a really great song. A few months ago, it must have been last year sometime, where I went with my boys to see a Billy Strings concert in Auckland. It was pretty rare that we get a bluegrass artist of that standing in New Zealand, but he came with his band, and it was a good concert up in Auckland. I was disappointed that Billy didn't speak much, barely said a few words, but played some hot music, and I bought the album Billy Strings, Me and Dad, because that's the way we play our music too. I'm fortunate enough to play music with my sons, and Billy Strings is fortunate enough to be influenced by his dad too, and he's got some great help on the album. Terry Barber on acoustic guitar as well, Ronnie McCurry on mandolin, Rob McCurry on banjo, Michael Cleveland on fiddle, Mike Bubb on upright bass, and Jerry Douglas on a bit of dobro, and that's mostly it. And the album is Billy doing songs with his dad that he maybe learnt with his dad, and participating with it, and that's the general concept of the album. And we're going to hear a song called Life to Go, from Billy Strings.
I've got a sad, sad story, friend, that I don't like to tell. I had a home and family when they locked me in this cell. Go. Well, I went one night where the lights were bright to see what I could see. I met up with an old friend who thought the world of since I've heard from my wife. I know I'd be there with her if I hadn't used the knife. Well, I bet that little girl of mine don't realize or know her daddy's been here 18 years. I still got life to go. Spent this long in jail. I'll be here in this prison till my body's just a shell. No, I can't be free to go and see the ones that I love so. I've been in here 18 years. I still got life to go. Yes, I still got life to go.
Oh, that's a pretty sad song, isn't it? I guess that was Billy's dad singing lead there, and the band was all playing along and doing a great job. I love to hear it. And talking about playing with your dad, this coming Saturday, Saturday the 28th of March, we've got a concert in Cambridge at the Tiawa Woolshed, the Trenwiths, and that's myself and two of my boys and one grandson, the core group, the Trenwiths, and we've also got guest artist Pam Finlay from Morrinsville, part of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band for many years, and does some great songs herself, and also Jeremy Trenwith, my oldest son, and his wife Victoria, who plays fiddle, and we're putting on a great concert. I think there are some tickets still available. There's a bit of a cap on the number of people that can come due to fire regulations and things like that, but we're looking for a good crowd. Just come to the Tiawa Woolshed, 3 p.m. Saturday afternoon, and I think you're going to see a great concert. We're preparing for it, getting some good songs and lineups, and there's going to be a few interesting twists and turns to the program as well. So that's playing with your dad, just like Billy Strings did there. Ah, it's good fun, this music, isn't it? Yeah, you can do that sort of stuff. A big early influence on my banjo playing was Doug Dillard from the Live Almost album that they did in 1964, or released in 1964. And as well as that, the mandolin playing of Dean Webb was significant. Was really the only mandolin player that David Calder listened to at first, until we got some other records, and we followed the Dillards' music through several changes that loved their music. And but Doug was a fine banjo player, and I remember trying to learn this tune. I eventually managed a sort of version of it that did pretty well, but Doug plays it like no one else. It's a Don Reno tune, and I've never heard Don Reno play it, but I've heard Doug Dillard play it. It's one called the Dixie Breakdown, and it goes like this. Thank you. As you can hear, that was a live performance, and that's from the album Live Almost, and he is such a clean, fast banjo player. He works that first finger so well. I've watched videos of his playing, and he really uses his first finger much more than I do. I have to take my thumb across to get some authority into the notes. I don't have much authority with my first finger when I'm picking. This is a little aside for all the banjo players amongst you, so never mind, we'll get on with the show. I thought that was great. Here's a song from the album Nights by the band New Blue, and it's got an intriguing title. Those of you who listen to this program quite a bit will know that I'm pretty keen on intriguing titles, and this is Spin on a Red Brick Floor, and it was written by Nancy Griffith, and she does some lovely songs. The lead vocal is by Carolyn Ruth, banjo is Levi Austin, bass Carolyn Ruth, fiddle Greg Luck, guitar Daniel Ruth, and mandolin is Kendall Gales. And here's the Nancy Griffith song for you, Spin on a Red Brick Floor.
Here comes a little spin on a red brick floor and a crazy old fire that tunes like the dough in the wild.
House band, aren't they? They got lots of bumps and thumps and bangs and crashes in there, and the music, I quite like the syncopated stuff like that. I know we used to do that a bit with Hamilton County, and it was great when they all came off, and it sounded terrible when someone missed one and you got everyone doing a big bump on the offbeat and someone forgot. It was usually me that forgot. Oh, never mind. That was New Blue. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing you the music that I really love. It's on my shelves. I've got shelves full of LPs and CDs and lining my living room, and every week before I come to do a show, I think, what would be nice to play now? And something that I haven't played for a few months, and I dig them off the shelves and think, oh, that'd be a nice song. Maybe they'd like that. And so that's how we come up with the music. It's all my own music. I don't download the Airplay Direct or anything like that, so I'm way out of date with anything that's really happening. But that's what happens when you live down in New Zealand. We get little glimpses of things and what you get access to, you really enjoy. And I visited the USA, played at lots of festivals and made lots of friends there. And I love going to the music there, but down here we tend to have a different perspective on it. We might talk about that a little bit later on. That was New Blue. This show comes to you from Free FM in Hamilton, New Zealand. And that's why my take on bluegrass music is a little different from most. And this show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, which is a music store in Hamilton, New Zealand. And Big Music Store, they do a fine job of providing instruments and books and accessories for any sort of music, and the folks behind the counters are musicians. They know the sort of thing that would help you, and they're very helpful. Go and see the people at Shearer's if you're passing through Hamilton, and I'm sure you'll get what you want there. Let's hear from one of the greats of bluegrass music, Curly Seckler. Worked for a long time, in particular with the Flat and Scrug show, and he was a genial host as well as being the tenor singer alongside Lester Flatt. And Curly and Seckler together sounded great. But he also did his own music and had a different take. This is from an album called Sings Again. Curly Seckler Sings Again, and it's recorded in 1971, and he's got the Shenandoah Cut-Ups as his backup band. Billy Edwards on banjo, John Palmer on bass, Taylor Tate on fiddle, Herschel Sizemore on mandolin, and vocals and guitar, Curly Seckler. They make a great band, and this is what he sounds like. This is a song called You Took My Sunshine, and here it is.
I hate to see the rain fall on my window pane. It reminds me of the day you went away. Now all I do is yearn and pray for your return and help drive these rainy clouds away. Sunshine, home with you, but you left a sweet memory of the happy times we've met. But I still love you yet, and I wonder if you ever think of me. Dreams your face is all I see. Do you ever think of me? Are you wishing you were with me just once more? Could you ever be the same as the day I changed your name? Could you love me as you did before? You took my sunshine home with you, but you left a sweet memory of the happy times we've met. But I still love you yet, and I wonder if you ever think of me.
Isn't that a nice song? Oh, Curly Seckler's got a magic voice, very much rooted in the old-time bluegrass sound, but it's just got a relaxed friendliness to the voice, and that is very special. Well, we're going to hear a couple of tracks from Chris Jones and the Night Drivers. I guess if you're in a bluegrass band, you have to know how to drive at night, because there's long trips home after a gig. We get them here too, and I used to think that was all part of it. Now I'm just over it and hate the long drives. But Chris Jones and the Night Drivers, don't they name their band after them? So we're going to hear two songs. The first, Only My Heart, and the second one is not a song at all, Paul. I don't know what you're talking about. It's an instrumental called Shaky Ground, which is a good name for an instrumental in New Zealand. See, we're supposed to be an earthquake country and everyone gets earthquakes all the time, although I've never really felt one. Chris Jones does the lead vocals and rhythm guitar work. Doug Necht plays banjo. Jesse Brock, mandolin. Marky Sanders, the bass. John Pennell is playing bass, or John Pennell playing bass on the song that we're doing, Only My Heart. And Chris Jones' wife, Sally Jones, is doing the vocals with him on Only My Heart. So let's hear Chris Jones and the Night Drivers from the album No One But You.
Ripping the darkness over me since my true love walked out the door. Tears I never had before. Ripping the darkness over me. Clouds are gathering over my head. Chill the day and hide the sun. Shroud the night when day is done. Ripping the darkness over me. Rain is falling on the meadow where once my love and I did lie. She is gone from the meadow. My love, goodbye. Ripping the darkness over me. Once the world was young in spring, flowers did bloom and birds would sing. Ripping the darkness over me. Wish I could be dying to forget you. I wish your heart could sing. My mind just aches and breaks all day. Come on back and take away. Ripping the darkness over me. Come on back and take away. Ripping the darkness over me.
A great picker. They get a wonderful sound. I really enjoy the band sound. Chris Jones and the Night Drivers. And I thought they did a great job with that too. Nice, clear picking, which is what I like to hear. We're going to hear from an album called I Feel Like Singing Today. And it's Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys together with Jim Lauderdale. And Jim Lauderdale has a different approach to vocals, a bit of a free spirit in some ways, but he's got a very authentic sounding bluegrass voice in lots of ways, and I think he blends very well with Ralph Stanley. And this song, I Will Wait For You, is a great song, and I can imagine the Stanley brothers would have done it. Jack Cook is on bass, does baritone vocals. James Allen Shelton, lead guitar. Ralph Stanley, too, does some guitar work. Steve Sparkman's playing the Ralph Stanley-style banjo. And James Price playing the fiddle and mandolin, doing some vocals together with Jim Lauderdale, Ralph Stanley. Let's hear them.
I've been waiting by the way, chill night. Today I can't even count the hours wasted in these ivory towers. When in doubt and deep despair, call for me, I will be there. If I cannot come myself, please don't call on no one else. I will wait for you in the morning, I will wait for you in the dawn. I will wait for you, my darling, I will wait for you till I'm gone. Blood red birds sing in the sky, sun is spinning my old mind. Stuck up on this barren hill, pray for rain, it never will. I will tell you once again, in case you didn't hear before. You won't find a better ride, no one else will love you more. I will wait for you in the morning, I will wait for you in the dawn. I will wait for you, my darling, I will wait for you till I'm gone. If how I love you is a crime, I will gladly do my time. Count the days until parole, with silver chalk marks on my soul. I will wait on burning sand, wait to you through rivers and make your every dream come true, if that is given me to do. I will wait for you in the morning, I will wait for you in the dawn. I will wait for you, my darling, I will wait for you till I'm gone. Seven horses dressed in gray come to bear my heart away. Nothing ventured, nothing lost, I would rather pay the cost. Set my reason on the line, wreck my health and lose my mind. Grit my teeth, ignore the pain, smile at loss and count it gain. I will wait for you in the morning, I will wait for you in the dawn. I will wait for you, my darling, I will wait for you till I'm gone. When I first saw you long ago, there was nothing else to know. I was yours, you were mine, whatever else came down the line. Once upon a winter time, sun broke through the clouds to shine. Summer's come and summer's go, can't say where, but this I know. I will wait for you in the morning, I will wait for you in the dawn. I will wait for you, my darling, I will wait for you till I'm gone. I will wait for you in the morning, I will wait for you in the dawn. I will wait for you, my darling, I will wait for you till I'm gone. I will wait for you till I'm gone.
Oh, that was a bit different, wasn't it? I really enjoyed that. I can imagine the Stanley Brothers doing that. They did some really weird things in their time, like Finger Popping Time, and Hey, Hey, Hey is one of the best songs I like. Oh, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenith, raving on about the music that I do enjoy listening to, and it's a lot of good fun in this music. Shout out to all the people tuning in on a podcast. Thanks very much for taking the time to tune in. You might be on Free FM, direct from Free FM. Actually, they've got a big archive of shows there. iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, a whole bunch of different ways that you can tune into Back Porch Bluegrass. So I really appreciate you doing that and letting me share some of your day with you. Lots of people listening on the Access radio stations throughout New Zealand. The show comes first at 10 p.m. on a Tuesday night from Free FM, and after that it's on several other stations around New Zealand and all different times of the day and night. And thanks for leaving your radio on. Access radio stations in Canada as well. Thank you for listening to this voice from down in the southwest Pacific Ocean there. We're just opposite from you. If you draw a direct line, you get from Hamilton right into Vancouver there and just all around there. Pretty easy if you ignore the fact that it's water. And what else? And the Bluegrass Planet Radio, of course, in the USA, in the Southern Cross, Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. Oh, lots of places take Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm glad that they do. I've just returned from a trip to Australia where I met up with a few old friends, and one of the old friends was Anne Kirkpatrick, and Anne played bass with us in the sort of early days in the 1974 when my wife Colleen and I returned to Australia after being there for a couple of years, then coming home to New Zealand. We returned to Australia to work with the Slim Dusty Show, and Anne is the daughter of Slim and his wife Joy, and she's inherited the musical genes. She played bass with us. We're part of the Travelling Country Band along with a friend, Colin Watson, And we did Slim's recordings as well as Anne's recordings, and she was just blooming then as a singer. From last week, I played a couple of tracks from the first album we did, and I'm going to play a track right now from the second album that we did. I might play another one later if we've got time too. And Anne was maturing by this stage, early 20s probably, and she had a great band, Jimmy Young on percussion, Bill Graham on bass, Colleen Trenwith on fiddle and some mandolin, Paul Trenwith, that's me, on banjo and dobro and a bit of acoustic guitar, Colin Watson on lead and rhythm guitar, and Karen Tolhurst played the complicated dobro parts, and who else played? Lots of people played. She even got Slim in on a playing rhythm guitar on a few tracks. Anyway, the first one I'm going to play is a little bit different. It's a song that I really remember from this recording session. It's one called I'm Not Lisa, but it also features the Longueville Strings, and the Longueville Strings was named after the suburb that we had lived in while we were in Sydney, the suburb of Longueville, and the Longueville Strings were, of course, Colleen and her fiddle, triple, quadruple tracked, many tracks just to build up an orchestral sound. And you'll hear the Longueville Strings in this Anne Kirkpatrick song, I'm Not Lisa.
I'm not Lisa, my name is Julie. Go. My eyes are not blue, but mine won't leave you till the sunlight has touched your face. She was your morning light, her smile told of no lie, and your love for her grew. His hand led her away. She left you here go. My eyes are not blue, but mine won't leave you till the sunlight shines through your face. I'm not Lisa, my name is Julie. Lisa, I love you.
Oh, that's such a good song, and I just love hearing it again. Anne is such an expressive singer, and we really enjoyed playing music with her. Oh, let's hear from Billy Strings and his dad again. This is a song called Way Downtown. Sounds like this. Into their music, don't they? It's a great song. I know Hamilton County used to do it often as a opening song, and has a real good bounce and feel to it. Nice to hear Billy Strings and his dad doing that. I need to say that the You, Me, Everybody tour that's happening around New Zealand at present is going pretty well. I've heard nothing but good reports from their concert in Hamilton, and I bet you there's been some good reports from everything, everywhere they've played. Very, very well presented music, some great picking going on there. So there's a few concerts yet to come up. Their March concerts are finished, but 10th of April they're playing at Village Music in Auckland, 11th of April 116 in Whangarei. 26th of June, it was a big jump there. Middle of winter now, the Boathouse in Nelson. 27th of June, Barry Town Hall in Barrytown. And 28th of June, Christchurch Folk Club. Now, that would be a night to be there. Very good. And then 1st of July, Whiskey and Wood, Wellington. Go and see you, me, everybody, if you get the chance. Fine band. And you can get tickets at www.yme.nz. So go and see them, folks. Really good progressive New Zealand bluegrass music. Let's hear from Curly Sector again, a gospel song together with the Shenandoah Cut-Ups. Remember the Cross. We're coming up to Easter time, so it's perfectly timed song. Classic gospel music there, and that was Curly Sector. Love to hear his voice right on top there, doing his familiar tenor part there. Let's hear from Anne again, a song called Old Aunt Eliza.
As long as I remember, Aunt Eliza was around, walking by herself about the yard. Maybe sitting in the saddle room, staring at the floor, where the dusty earth was beaten down so hard. And her faded eyes looked past you, for they didn't seem to see a lot of care about what happened here today. Oh, the only thing that mattered was the time when she was young, and she didn't know it all had passed away. Old Aunt Eliza in your sunbonnet blue, and your long skirts of cotton, so old-fashioned too. A figure of fun to the heartless and the young, but you often made me sad. Old Aunt Eliza. Sitting in your quiet room with a mirror and a lock of chestnut comb, she couldn't quite believe her hair so bunny now was gray, and the mirrored face no longer was a girl's. So she let her long hair down, and I brushed it soft and fine, and she talked as though I wasn't even there. Of the parties and the ballrooms and the bows she had in line, oh, the fairest of the fair, they called Eliza. So I wonder just what happened in those days of long ago to make her mind refuse to face the years. Although old Aunt Eliza would be 90 in the spring, oh, her memories were fresh enough for tears. I suppose I'll never know, and perhaps it's better so, but I wish I'd made a little time to spare for a sad and lonely shadow left behind our busy lives. But perhaps old Aunt Eliza didn't care. Old Aunt Eliza in your sunbonnet blue and your long skirts of cotton, so old-fashioned too, a figure of fun to the heartless and the young. But you often made me sad, old Aunt Eliza.
She always liked to do songs that were about something, and she's got that from her dad and her mum, who were both great songwriters. And I wouldn't mind betting that her mum, Joy, wrote that song, although I don't have that information in front of me. Well, we're just about at the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. I hope you've enjoyed it. Remember, Trendwoods are playing this coming Saturday, the 28th of March, 3 p.m. at the Tiawa Woolshed. You can get tickets at Paper Plus in Cambridge, or you can get them online if you just go to Cambridge Autumn Festival. $25, they're sort of sponsored tickets, so that's they've been able to keep the price down. It's going to be a good show. We don't get do many shows like this as the Trendwith Family Band, and we think it's going to be pretty special. Oh, what are we going to do? We're going to finish with Mike Aldridge and his friends playing a Dobro tune. Thanks very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. I really appreciate it. Here he is playing a tune called Rock Bottom.
Thank you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.